Good morning again.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day. So you're here for a reason, you certainly are. The world would be different without you by far. If not for your hands and your eyes and your feet, the world like a puzzle would be incomplete. You're here for a reason. If you think you're not, I would say that perhaps you forgot. A piece of the world that is precious and dear would surely be missing if you weren't here. If not for your smile and your laugh and your heart, this place we call home would be minus a part. Thank goodness you're here. Thank goodness times two. I just can't imagine a world without you. Ralph Waldo Emerson, I practiced that many times. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "To appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded." He also wrote, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you lived and lived well." So again, my name is Cindy Herman, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to be of service today as we explore purpose together. So we're going to explore a little bit about what is purpose, purpose through the ages, the benefits of purpose, knowing your purpose, connecting to your purpose, and finally living your purpose. So what is purpose? Shannon Kaiser wrote in the Huffington Post, "When we live a passion-filled life, we are living on purpose. And that is the purpose of life. That feeling that something is missing goes away when you lead a passion-filled life." It has been said that passion and purpose is the reason we get up in the morning, is what shakes your heart and stirs your soul. So purpose is something that I think I've been reading a lot, talk a lot about it in corporations and organizations, sometimes to differentiate what we do, but it is also what gives collectively meaning for us. And I just wanted to share that even though we hear about it a lot now, it actually has been spoken of for the ages. So I went back looking at a couple different resources. One is, as you know, I'm trained as a yogini. And so I don't do that a lot, but I am trained as a yoga teacher. And we studied the Yoga Sutras. And they were written in 400 before the Common Era. It's the newer terminology, right? So there are six passages out of 175 teachings that talk about purpose. They call it Dharma. You've heard that before, Dharma. They talk about purpose and essential qualities. And in the Yoga Sutra 4.29, it talks about being in constant harmony with life and calls it the cascade of truth. So there we have purpose going back many, many years. In my research to look at this, the Bible has many, many, many passages about purpose. And I just chose two, the book of Isaiah, which was written in the mid to the late 18th century before the Common Era. My counsel will stand and I will accomplish all my purpose. So they're going back to 8th century BCE. And then Matthew, in the book of Matthew, and this is something that I think many of us have heard, "You are a light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that you may see your good works." Right? So there we have throughout. One website said there are 100 passages. I would imagine there's more than that. So then Rumi wrote in the 13th century, "It is as if a king had sent you to a country to carry out one special, specific task. You go to the country and you perform 100 other tasks, but if you have not performed the task you were sent for, it is as if you have done nothing at all." So people have come into the world for particular tasks, and that is our purpose. If we don't perform it, we will have done nothing. Okay? Pretty strong words, right? So the benefits of purpose. There's been a lot of research about when people live from purpose, what impact does it have in their life? And the University of Minnesota published some of their research over the past 20 years. And I'm going to just pull out a couple. Because if you know anything about research, you can go on and on and on and on. But they talked about living longer, protecting yourself against heart disease, building resilience, preventing Alzheimer's, and having better relationships. Okay. So living longer. In 2014, researchers used data that tracked adults over 14 years and found that having a purpose in life appears to widely buffer against mortality risk against adult years. Okay. So protecting against heart disease. Another study in 2008 found that a lower level of purpose in Japanese men was associated with earlier death in cardiovascular disease. Yeah, pretty powerful. More research in this area showed that a purpose is a possible protective factor against near-fatal myocardial infarction among those with coronary heart disease. So building resilience, that's an area that's been being researched more about resilience and happiness, and it's something you've probably read about. But one of the more common features among people who live with purpose is that they are able to find meaning in the things that happen to them. So Andrew Zolli, author of Resilience, describes these people as being able to cognitively reappraise situations and regulate emotions, turning life's proverbial lemons into lemonade. Dr. Ed Diener's extensive research on the science of well-being has found that people with a strong sense of purpose are better able to handle life's ups and downs. Purpose can offer a psychological buffer against obstacles. Thus, a person with a strong sense of purpose remains satisfied with life even while experiencing a difficult day. According to Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, this kind of long-term resilience can lead to better cardiovascular health, so we see the heart again, less worry, and greater happiness over time. So preventing Alzheimer's, this was, I thought, was interesting. In studies of thousands of elderly subjects, Dr. Patricia Boyle, a neuropsychologist at the Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center in Chicago, found that people with a low sense of life purpose were 2.4 times more likely to get Alzheimer's disease than those with a strong purpose. Okay, so having better relationships kind of makes sense. A 2009 study assessing the purpose of over 1,000 adults found that those with a high sense of meaning in their lives spent more time and attention on their loved ones and communities, like ours. On the whole, people with purpose tend to be more engaged with their families, their colleagues, and neighbors, enjoying more satisfying relationships as a result. So if you pondered about the relevance of purpose, I think that kind of says that there's some great relevance. So did you know that there are a few people that instinctively know their purpose and passion? I'm one of those. I met people, you know, in grade school, 3 years, you know, third grade. I'm going to be a pilot. I said, great. I have no clue what I want to do. Some people go through their whole lives, you know, searching for that kind of elusive, you know, purpose. I think the way Shannon expressed it about living your passion, I think that helps a little bit better. Educator Dr. Parker Palmer explains his process. I needed to listen to my life to tell me who I am. And that's been more my journey. So we're just going to do just a short guided meditation today to look at just to be in touch with your purpose. If you know it, great. If you don't, this is just an exploration. So if you will either close your eyes or pick a spot on the floor to focus on, I have you take a deep breath in and then let it out. Take another deep breath in and let it out. One breathing technique, or pranayama as it's called in yoga, is box breathing or four-sided breath. So let's use that technique as we focus together. I will breathe with you for a few breaths. So go ahead and inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. So continue with your breathing, four-sided breath, to your own count. Okay, so continue with your four-sided breath as you listen to my voice and reflect on the following questions. What makes me come alive? What am I good at and really enjoy doing? What activity is so engaging that it makes me forget to eat? What are two qualities that are most uniquely me? Okay, allow your attention to come back into the room. When you're ready, open your eyes. So you were given a paper when you came in, and you probably wondered what that was for. So if you'll pull that out, there is a place where it says, my purpose, passion, or joy is. So go ahead and just jot down a few notes for your passion and your purpose. For some of you, this may be very natural and you know it. If you're not sure, just write down what came to you in the meditation. Let me give you a couple minutes to do that, and you're going to be referencing that as we go along. Thank you. So connecting to your purpose, just as it may be a journey to discover your passion and your purpose, staying connected to your passion and purpose is also a journey. So I'm just going to briefly talk about six ways to do that. So contemplation, continue to seek answers about who you are, how you should live, and where you belong. So reflection. One idea is to review the day's events each evening for 5 to 10 minutes and ask yourself, which experiences were life-giving and which were life-draining? Were there any times when you felt particularly alive or experienced flow? Meditation. Try to make a regular practice of sitting 10 to 20 minutes a day with no agenda, just noticing what arises and letting it go. A study by researchers at the UC Davis Center for Mind and Brain found that a meditation practice increases one sense of life purpose. So journaling. Keep a journal where you express yourself honestly. Of course, you don't leave that lying out where somebody can read it, but a place where you can express your thoughts. You might reflect on basic questions like, what experiences give me life? What experiences drain life? Allow yourself to write freely without stopping to edit or worry. Writing your life story. If you haven't done that, reflect where you've been, the events that have shaped who you are today, and the future you imagine for yourself. And what obstacles do you see ahead? How will you overcome them? So in a way, it's a little bit like rehearsing the future. The process of finding the answers to these questions will illuminate your values and help you understand further your meaning and purpose. And finally, dreams. You can set an intention to remember your dreams and to keep a notepad by your bed to record them. Dreams are a way for the conscious, unconscious mind to work on issues that you may or may not consciously yet acknowledge. While very few dreams are prophetic, they can provide precise insights into our personal needs, desires, and concerns. So living your purpose, a passion-filled life. By acting upon what you realize about yourself, you're consciously creating an authentic life for yourself. Think of this process as gently syncing your outer world to match your inner world. When you learn to align your everyday life with moments that fulfill you and utilize your gifts, you are better able to create an authentic, purposeful life and the benefits you will experience. As an educator, I think it's always useful to take what we're hearing and learning and apply it. So we're going to do that in two ways today. The first is to connect your purpose to the UU principles. So I want you to reflect on the sheet you wrote. And I'm going to read you the 7 principles are also on this page in the front. As I read them, circle the ones that you most resonate with that are connected to you and to your purpose. Okay, so the first, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Acceptance of one another and encouragement to a spiritual growth in our congregation. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning. The right of conscience and the use of the democratic process. A world with peace,
liberty, and justice for all. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Okay, so now that you've circled those, I'm going to ask that you turn to a neighbor, and if it's your husband or wife or partner, choose someone else, and share with them one of the UU principles that you resonated with as I read them and as you think of your purpose. Okay, so this is a time for sharing. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes, so make sure that both partners share. All right, so we're going to now look at taking your purpose and looking at changing the dream of the world. Robert F. Kennedy wrote or said, "The purpose of life is to contribute in some way to making things better." Albert Schweitzer said, "The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others." This month, Reverend Peter Faraday spoke about, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" And that was from June 4th. And then he talked about the Summer of Love, a time of expanding consciousness to higher love. In the newsletter, the June newsletter, you'll probably recognize this grid. This is on the back of your paper, the 9-box grid, from Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream, to be used to choose actions in those boxes that most fit your talents, experience, passions, purpose, and preferences. And as he wrote, "But as we and millions of others awaken from the collective, industrial, consumerist trance, our commitments to act help change the dream of the world, and this can eventually build a new global civilization." So what I'm going to ask you to do with this grid on the back is to choose 1 to 3 things that you will commit, that you can do this summer. Okay, so you can do, and then put it in the box that fits for you. So I'm just going to read across. Environmentally sound, socially just, spiritually fulfilling. And then the rows, individual, informal, and institutional. So for example, under individual, spiritually fulfilling, what I wrote down is to increase my meditation practice from 20 minutes to 30 minutes. That's an example. And that would be in that one box. I wrote down underneath it for community is to look at where I can teach a yoga class or meditation class this summer. So write 1 to 3 things on this grid, and I will let you know now. I'm going to ask you to share that. So 1 to 3 things that you can do that will look at awakening the world and using your passion, your purpose to make a difference in the world. Okay? I'll just give you a couple minutes. This is kind of brainstorming of what you might do. And if you are already doing things, which many of you are, very active in these areas, just write down something that you know is going to happen this summer that is already planned for you. Okay. So now I want you to turn to someone, can be the same partner, and share 1 thing that you plan to do this summer. So 1 of the things that you wrote down that you will commit to doing this summer. Okay? Let's go ahead and share. At the end of the service, what we're asking you to do, and this is going to continue our work during the summer, and then when Peter comes back, is to write on, so this is a large grid, it's only in yellow, write down your name, not what you committed to, but your name in the square of where you're going to take action this summer. And if you are the leader of a committee, write your committee and the work they do in the square. So what we're doing with this is to look at a collective way of seeing all the work we're doing as a community here at UU. So it'll be at the back. It'll also be here in future services for people to fill in. Does that make sense? Okay. So when the service is done, we're going to be wrapping it pretty quick. So thank you for your sharing and your contributions today. It's been my pleasure. And I want to wrap up with, thank goodness you're here. Thank goodness times 2. I just can't imagine a world without you. Thank you.